Let's say you came in here with a groom to get married. It's quarter after 11. By 20 after 12, I guarantee to have you married and on the road.
Well, good afternoon. It's my pleasure to welcome you here to Little Chapel of the Flowers and to perform this ceremony for you. We're gathered here today in the sight of God, the face of this company.
Gonna get married. Gee, I really love you, and we're gonna get married. Going to the chapel of love. Oh, oh.
Nevada is filled with chapels of love. The law in Nevada says that if you're over 21, all you need to get a marriage license is $25. No ID, no blood test, and no wait. Then you can drop into a wedding chapel, get hitched on the spot, and be on your way. The wedding industry brings a stream of people into Nevada's big cities. In just the Reno area, some 34,841 couples exchanged their vows last year alone. A lot of brides and grooms seem to prefer a chapel wedding to a more traditional one.
It's the same ceremony. What the heck? You might as well go the cheapest way out.
Just keep it simple.
We just wanted to get it over with. You know, hell, it's our third time.
Gonna get married.
Some people want elaborate ceremonies with pearly wedding gowns, tails, and live organ music. But for those in a hurry, it need only take a couple of minutes. And if they're in a city like Reno, the newlyweds can then dash down the street for a honeymoon of casinos and stage shows. Chapel owners Jack Roberto and his mother Dorothy have seen a host of marriage candidates.
We get everything from $500 suits to blue jeans, leather jackets with the wings in the back. We get some in here rowdies. The bikers come in. Oh, are they ever rowdy? But they're fun. We get them 80, 90 years old getting married. I can say easily the majority of people are here for the second time around, if not the seventh time around. I'll get it, Mom. Little Chapel Flowers, may I help you?
At the Roberto's Chapel, a couple gets a wedding, a recording of it, and a snapshot of themselves for $30, not including a donation to the minister. Extras like garters and special candles cost a little more. During the ceremony, candles burn on the altar, and if the bride and groom want, taped Lawrence Welk music plays in the background. The chapel room is decorated mostly in red.
We have the heavy velvet drapes, which not only are good for the sound, but they are really pretty. We always have our chapel decorated with fresh flowers, and we have nice crystal chandeliers. We have a lot of little electric candelabra that are on at all times. We make it just look like home, but it still is a chapel, and it has that sacred atmosphere to it.
On this Thursday afternoon, two couples came in to be married. One dropped by for a simple, spontaneous wedding, and the second had reservations and a small wedding party.
You have three people in your party here. Who's with you?
My daughter, Jill, her friend of hers, Judy, and her landlady, Neva.
Yeah, I had to smile because it's the third time that I've been married. And the first time I got married in Navy Blue, the second time I got married in Kelly Green. And
so this is the time, yes.
Why have you decided to get married?
I don't know, really.
Well, I don't believe in shacking up.
The right thing to do. I want her for the rest of my life.
Love is like a butterfly, as soft and gentle as a sigh. The multicolored moods of love like its satin wings.
Behind a ring, Carol, is a man's greatest promise that he will always love you. So I give unto the ring, Robert, and if you'll place it on a finger and kindly repeat after me. I, Robert. Take thee, Carol.
Take thee, Carol.
To be my wedded wife.
To be my wedded wife.
And with this ring.
And with this ring.
I pledge my life.
And sworn. I pledge my life.
And my love to you.
And my love to you.
Both I sort of try to run this business on the Fantasy Island concept of wedding chapel ownership. People are coming here to live out their fantasy. We've always dreamt about being married. And even in today's society where marriage is such a shaky thing, people still dream about it.
I love you.
I will.
I do.
I want her.
I do.
Yes.
For the rest of my life.
I pronounce then, as a minister and by the laws of the state of Nevada, you're a husband and wife. You may kiss your bride.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Okay.
We just pray you have a really great life together, and we thank you for coming here to exchange your vows.
Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
I think it's great that you can get married immediately. That was spur of the moment. Nevada always stood out in my mind for that. No messing around.
Do you think it's a good idea that people can get married so easily?
No.
No? Why not?
Well, because I've been married a long time and I know you have to work at it. In other words, you can't do it on the spur of the moment.
Well, I think it's pretty neat.
Why?
Well, because a lot of people like to get married because they don't like to get married because of the blood tests, too.
So I guess it's good. Because getting married's a gamble, and this is a gambling town.
Would you get married in one of the wedding chapels?
I already did.
How old are you?
20.
Are you still married?
No.
My dad liked them. They can't be too bad.
You got married in one?
Yeah, several times.
How many times was he married?
I'm not sure.
We're an ease-seeking society. If we can find any way to do it easier, we'll do it. And I think that's where society is right now with marriage. Society is speeding up.
Sitting together in holy wedlock, and you've witnessed the same before God in this company, and you've given a pledge your troth each to the other by the exchanging of rings.
Pronounce therefore as a minister and by the laws of the state of Nevada, to your husband and wife.
This time I want you to look each other in the eyes for me, just like you are. There we go. And I want you to say I love you.
I love you.
Maybe Cupid really exists. I don't know. I don't know.
For National Public Radio, I'm Jenna Allison.